Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's Independent Communications Authority has launched a probe into the illegal use of Starlink in the country. Starlink, the satellite-based internet service operated by Elon Musk's SpaceX. It has not been licensed to operate here because Musk objects to BEE rules. It has been making headlines following last week's Oval Office meeting between Presidents Ramaphosa and Trump and the gazetting on Friday of a proposal to alter the communications laws to allow a workaround. Similar workarounds are being used in other sectors by big foreign companies, which include Microsoft, IBM, Amazon Web Services, Samsung, Ford, and Caterpillar. CEO of the Road Accident Fund, Collins Letswalo, has been placed on special leave by the fund's board. This follows a corruption probe by the Special Investigation Unit, some details of which have been leaked to the media. Letswalo has been linked to a 79 million rand lease for a Johannesburg building, which he authorized against a bid evaluation committee's recommendation. Letswalo will remain on special leave with full pay and benefits until the SIU completes its work. The country has a new national lottery operator. Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Parks Tau, has picked Caesar Kaya Holdings, a consortium led by KZN businesspeople Moses Tembe and Sandile Zungu. Caesar Kaya is half-owned by Goldrush Holdings, a JSE-listed group. The consortium also includes Chinese lottery tech firm Genlot, which operates some of the largest lotteries in the world. And South Africa's largest food maker, Tiger Brands, will pay a special dividend of 1.8 billion rand, or 12 rand and 16 cents a share. Tiger's half-yearly profits are up 673%, and it'll pay an interim dividend as well of 4 rand 15. It's been on a drive to sell off non-core assets and has booked 4.3 billion rand from the disposal of its baby well-being division and a large stake in Chilean food producer, Carozzi. On the markets, the JSE, the top 40, both closed last evening up 0.1%, but London's FTSE was down 0.6. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq all down just over 0.5%. And then came the news that a federal U.S. trade court had ruled that nearly all of Donald Trump's tariffs are invalid. The court says Trump doesn't have the power to do what he's done. U.S. stock futures jumped, and Tokyo this morning's up 1.7%, Hong Kong up 0.4, Sydney up 0.2. The dollar firm, but it's now back at 1.13 to the euro. The rand's unchanged, 17.96 to the greenback, 20.21 to the euro, 24.13 to sterling. Gold at 3,276, platinum 1,082, Bitcoin 108,032, and Brent crude oil just over 65.50 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.